WNRN's podcasts are powered by SeavillePodcast.com. Learn more and become a member at WNRN.org. Find videos from this interview at youtube.com/WNRN radio.
Well, we are really excited to have in the WNRN studios this morning the Dixie Beeliners. Good morning, folks.
Morning. Morning.
And where are you guys centered as a group, or are you one of these folks who have, you know, five different homes with the so many different members in the band?
Oh, no, we all live together in a beach house, just like the monkeys.
Oh, yeah? Or like Fairport Convention?
Actually, we're based out of Bristol, Virginia, Tennessee, and we do have a couple of folks, one's from Asheville and one's from Nashville, so we are a little spread out, but three of us are down in Bristol, and we love it down there. It sure is beautiful.
So do you have some people on the Virginia side and some people on the Tennessee side?
We do, indeed.
Well, it's always been an interesting place for me to... I haven't spent any time there, but I've certainly driven through it, and kind of interesting concept to have half of the town on one side and one half on the other.
There's a great old postcard that you can still buy in Bristol, and it's I think it was made in the 1920s or something. It shows a man standing in the middle of State Street, and you know State Street, that's where the state line goes right down the middle of the street, so shops on one side are in Tennessee, shops on the other side are in Virginia. So this postcard is a gentleman standing in the middle of the street holding a mule on a halter, and it says, my heart is in Virginia, but my you-know-what is in Tennessee. Now, on the other side of the street, they switch the state names. So my heart is in Tennessee, my you-know-what's in Virginia.
Got it. Got it. Very, very clever. Dixie Beeliners are here in WNRN studios. So maybe some of that fascination about roads came from that, since the first album talked about roads.
Well, the band is actually named after a highway, and I think we've been fascinated with
where's
highways.
That highway?
That is the Dixie Beeline Highway, Kentucky 41, which actually is U.S. 41. It runs vertically up and down the United States, through the central United States, and really was, allowed factory workers in the north to make a beeline for Dixieland, as it were.
So, okay. Well, the first album, Ripe, had a lot of songs about roads, and our favorite one was one of the ones about Virginia being on the Crooked Road, which, of course, is kind of a new concept and something that actually our Department of Transportation here in Virginia embraced fully and put up signs and encourages people to take the vacation down the Crooked Road. Do you guys want to talk a little bit more about the Crooked Road, since you wrote a song about it?
Sure. Well, it is a driving trail. It's about 250 miles long, and it spans 10 counties in southwestern Virginia. And we are so proud to be based in the Crooked Road region, where so much wonderful music came from. The Carter family, the Stoneman family, Jim and Jesse McReynolds, the Stanley Brothers, up to present-day Lonesome River Band, and all sorts of wonderful, wonderful music. The big bang of country music happened there with the Pier Sessions back in, what year was that, buddy?
1927. Well, I remember that very well.
Yes. Yes. So lots of musical heritage, past, present, and future, going on down on the Crooked Road.
Well, that sounds like a good segue.
I believe it is.
One, two, three, four.
From an old fruit jar, fiddle and a bow and an old banjo, we call Mountain Soul. Come and be a part of it down on the Crooked Road. Bob's
to really make it right. So let's burn on down the highway, boys. We're gonna have a time tonight. Yeah. Heading down to the Carter Fold and hit that old dance floor. I do the buttermilk reel and the cornbread stall till I can't dance no more. We can make the country cabin if the room ain't overpacked. And finish up at Plantwood if we bypass Mayor Jack. Fiddle and a bow and an old banjo if we call Mountain Soul. Come and be a part of it down on the Crooked Road. Treasures are housed up on a hill. Keith and Roy Lee's legacies that we remember still. Where Curly Ray still saws away and Carter still lives on. And music lovers everywhere can come and join the song. Crooked Road. Yeah. Come and be a part of it down on the Crooked Road.
WNRN with the Dixie Beeliners live in the WNRN studio this morning, playing a song that we played often on this program as well as on Bluegrass Sunday Morning from their album called Ripe. They got a brand new one called Susanville, and it's been out for a little while. We've been enjoying that one as well. Kind of like this idea that you had with these two albums. One was kind of a album about roads, and this one is kind of the stories of people driving their vehicles on the roads. And how did you guys decide that you were going to do... it's kind of interesting that as a bluegrass band, you're doing concept albums to begin with, because, you know... I don't. Maybe you can sit there and rattle off all the other bluegrass concept albums that are out there. But frankly,
there really aren't. There really aren't. I the only one that I can think of offhand was I think that the Country Gentleman did a whole themed album about hobos and riding the rails and things like that in about 1969. Oh, and I think Reno and Smiley did a couple of Civil War albums. One was all songs from the North and one was all songs from the South. But I think that's really kind of it. So it's just it sounded like something that would be fun. Brandy and I, when we started writing songs, we were also listening to a lot of music. And, you know, if you have any kind of a record collection, you've probably got like Sgt. Pepper and Odyssey and Oracle by the Zombies and, you know, all and Marty Stewart's The Pilgrim and things like that. We said, well, that sounds like kind of a fun idea. We should do a concept album. Ripe itself is not really a concept. I think... for that one, we just sort of picked all of the best songs that we had available at the time, and that's sort of a Whitman sampler of you know, kind of introducing the Dixie Beeliners. So that was kind of our concept there. We did start it off with the Crooked Road song, but I mean, after that, it kind of goes off into all sorts of different directions and subjects.
But this one is about people driving. And their stories.
Susan
driving
Bill
with
us. Yeah, it's like a Jim Jarmusch movie, basically. I mean, you're the deity cam, and you drop down into each car, and Susanville is where they're all bound or where they're coming from. And other than that, it's really not important to the plot. It's just sort of the thing that drives, you know, everybody's motivations. So
right, I like that movie translated as "I Love Paris." They are just little vignettes. Created and even directed by different people as well.
Exactly.
Dixie Beeliners live in the WNRN studio live tonight at Mockingbird, tomorrow at the Southern. What's next?
Well, we're in the mood for a fiddle tune. It's early this morning and we're trying to wake up here, so we thought we'd bring Rachel Johnson and Casey Henry up to do fiddle and banjo number for you called Possum John. Thank you.
WNRN, Dixie B-Liners live in the WNRN studios this morning. Playing tonight at Mockingbird, tomorrow at the Southern. They've got a couple different albums out. The most recent's called Susanville. And I want to take a chance or just a moment here to introduce everyone who's here. We've been talking mostly with Brandy and Buddy. But Brandy, why don't you do the introduction to the band? This is Brandy Hart.
Well, sure, I'd be glad to. Over here on the fiddle, you just heard from Rachel Renee Johnson. She is also known as the Bristol Pistol, and maybe you heard why in that last number. So we're glad to have her on the fiddle. Back on the bass, from Asheville, North Carolina, originally from Altoona, PA. And his name is Sav Sankaran. He just joined the band in January, and we are happy to say that he rocks the downbeat. We love his bass playing. And over here on the banjo, we have the lovely and talented Casey Henry from Nashville, Tennessee. And on the mandolin, you're about to hear from in a little bit, Mr. Buddy Woodward, who shares the band leading duties with me. And of course, my name is Brandy Hart.
Well, we're glad to have you here. As we mentioned earlier, many of you from Bristol, Tennessee, and done the song about the Crooked Road, and this one is about different folks, Susanville, different vignettes. So let's talk a little bit about, you know, maybe band leading and writing of this album. Do you co-write? Do you bring different concepts to each other? How does that all take place with Buddy and Brandy here?
We co-write the songs, Brandy and I, and like to try to bring the other band members in if they have an idea for something. You know, we like to tell them that they're free to present it to us, and we'll try to work it up into something, get them some songwriting credits too, make them feel like they've got ownership, and also people have good ideas, you know. I certainly don't think that I've got all the good ideas in my little bag of tricks, so I love to hear what other people have to do and, you know, how I bring to the table and whatnot. So,
how did you guys meet?
Brandy and I met in the capital of country and western music, New York City.
Of course.
We'd both
in Brooklyn, maybe.
We'd both moved
actually
there.
Actually, in Manhattan.
Okay.
Yes.
We'd moved there independently of each other to start a career in bluegrass, which was perhaps not the best business move ever. But we were both hired to do a Loretta Lynn tribute show. It was a house band and a bunch of guest singers, and I ran the house band, and the leader brought her in to sing during rehearsals because it was, you know, not feasible to bring in all 20 guest singers for every rehearsal. So I heard her sing, and I thought, wow, she's a great singer. Let's get together and see if we can get something going. And we wrote a song, and it sounded good, and we decided to form the band.
So were you in New York City long before you met Brandy?
Yeah, I was there I got trapped like just about everybody else there. It's, you move there, and it's so expensive to live that you really can't save up any money to get out. So, I was stuck, absolutely.
Well, we're glad you're here this morning in Charlottesville, Virginia, playing in the WNRN studios and playing tonight at Mockingbird, tomorrow at the Southern. Let's do another tune, then we're going to have to take a break.
All right, well, why don't we do one from Susanville? This is one that Buddy sings, and it's called Truck Stop Baby.
One, two, three, four. She's a truck stop baby out every Friday night, with hair too big and her clothes just a little too tight. One hand in a pocket and her ear cocked to the door. Oh, she gets a little thrill each time a diesel engine roars. Truck stop, baby, truck stop, baby. Dying just to know how Queen feels, flying down the road on 18 wheels. All the big boys whistle every time she turns her back. You got the nerve to make with a yakety yak. From her bouffant hair to where her blue jeans start to fray, she's got a custom-built chassis made in the USA. Truck stop, baby, truck stop, baby. Dying just to know how a queen feels, flying down the road on 18 wheels. Picket case. Coffee and a cigarette, that just suits her fine. She's waiting for a man to take her to the end of the line. If he's out there somewhere, she ain't found him yet. But he better drive a truck, or her name ain't Juliet. Truck stop, baby. Truck stop, baby. Dying just to know how a queen feels, flying down the road on 18 wheels. Oh, look out, boys. Juliet's on the prowl again. She's what we call a public radio DJ.
Buddy, I was just kind of curious. You were in a play about bluegrass, was it, for a while? You get to play Bill Monroe?
Well, that's how we got out of New York. I okay. I was offered a job with the Barter State Theater of Virginia in Abingdon, and they were doing a play about the Stanley Brothers. So I got to be George Shuffler and Pee-wee Lambert, both of which were members of the Clinch Mountain Boys. I also got to play Bill Monroe, and I was a Primitive Baptist preacher and a couple other things here and there. So that was a lot of fun. That got us out of New York. They moved us down there, and that coincided right about the time that we signed with Pinecastle Records. So it all kind of worked together very, very well. And then we met Rachel, and you know, that kind of changed everything for us. So,
one thing to know about Rachel, you said you're playing your five-string fiddle first time today?
Yes, I just got this fiddle a couple of days ago from Greg Nettleton. He's a great fiddle maker in Indiana, and this is one of his five-string fiddles.
And you're one of Becky Bueller's students.
Yes, ma'am, I sure am.
She's a great bluegrass fiddler. So
oh, yeah.
Glad to have you here.
Thank you.
Representing that school of bluegrass fiddling. Well, let's hear one more.
All right. This one's from Susanville, and it's called Restless.
Black, black nights, when sleeplessly I stumble to the gate. Down the black, black road, the bleary distant towns I lie in wait. Church bell chiming 3 o'clock, and in the air a cold, damp chill. In the black, black silence, I think I hear a lonely nightbird trill. In red, red lust, it's burning out a hole inside my brain. Oh, my blood red guilt, it seeps so deep it's with me like a stain. I've been dreaming dismal dreams, screaming, falling down, down from grace. Red, red nightmare is a devil I know I'll have to face. I'm restless.
warm as milk and sweet as any cream. There's a thin white line running down the highway like a sea. If only I could drive and drive, I might outrun this steam in my hand. I swear I'm gonna make it. May the white, white lightning strike me dead.
WNRN, the Dixie Beeliners are live in the WNRN studios this morning. They're playing tonight at Mockingbird Roots Music Hall in Stanton, playing tomorrow night at the Southern right here in Charlottesville. Well, thank you, everyone, for coming in and playing live this morning. I really do appreciate it, and good luck on the rest of your tour.
Thank you for having us. It's been a pleasure.